Ahead, Mike.
Okay, last week there was something that was said that I agree with some and disagree with some. And so I want to just comment on it and throw it out there and let you all think about it. The scripture was read where Jesus said, "Your time is always, but my time has not come yet." And it was said how, we're waiting on this day of the Lord, which that's true. The day of the Lord is coming and we are waiting on it. But in my opinion, human nature, when we hear we're waiting on something, human nature is that we use that as an excuse. Oh, I can't do anything now because I'm waiting. Well, to tell you the truth, I think God is waiting for us more than we're waiting for him. If you look at back at Noah's day, it wasn't that God had set a certain day like April 12th, 2001 or whatever, I'm going to flood the earth. It was that humanity got so bad and so wicked that he finally said, "I need to do this thing." And I think today God is waiting on two things. He's waiting on us to get to the place spiritually where we're coming forth in the nature of his son. And he's also waiting for the world to get full of its wickedness. And God's cup of wrath is filling up. And here lately, I would say it's filling up mighty fast. And another thing that struck me a little bit was, Jesus said that nobody knows that day but the Father. And so I was thinking about that. If before the foundation of the world, God would have set a date, March 12th, 2035 is the day of the Lord's. I think if he'd have set a date like that, Jesus would have known it because he was with him then. And so I don't think that he set that date. This is when it's going to happen. He's waiting for certain things to happen in the earth. And when you talk about waiting, we're waiting on this thing. In Peter, he said, in the book of Peter, he said, being how all these things are going to happen, what kind of manner of person should we be? And he said, we should be earnestly looking for and hasting unto the day of the Lord. You know what the word hasting means? It means hurrying up. We can hurry up the day of the Lord. He's waiting on us to get where he wants us to be. And we've talked about the principles of God. Remember last week we talked about how important understanding the principles of God are, like he never does anything wrong and he doesn't waste time and all those kind of principles. It really helps you understand the Bible. And so Jesus one time told his disciples, go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. So the principle is, would Jesus ever tell you to do something that would be impossible to do? No. So if he told them to go out and do that, that means we can do that. We're not waiting on anything. And some smart aleck religious person now is going to say, oh, yeah, well, that was his disciples. Oh, yeah, well, we're his disciples too. And we can do all those things too. And I can think of at least four people in the Bible that raised the dead. Elijah raised the dead, Elisha raised the dead, Peter raised the dead, Paul raised the dead. If they could do it back 2,000 plus years ago, don't you think we can do it? So, when you walk over there and you flip the switch on the wall and the light comes on, were you the electricity? Were you the power? No. The electricity was a separate thing. You were the action. But would that light have come on if you hadn't flipped the switch? No. So that's what it's like with God. God provides the power. He's the power source, but you're the action source. He wants to use you and move through you. His power in you is what's going to do these things. And, you know, I guess we could, this is just speculation here, but, you know, when he said, go out, raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. If we look at those things spiritually, you know, it could be that people that don't know God are sick. Leprosy spiritually means sin. And that's because leprosy eats your flesh up. That's why leprosy is known as sin. And raising the dead, you know, people that aren't born spiritually, they're dead. So it could be, you know, they were doing it naturally. And I think we can too, and we're supposed to, but there's a spiritual side of it too. And so, let's see, I wrote down a couple of things. Let me see here. Paul one time said, let us go on to perfection and quit laying the foundation of the laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead, you know, all these things that are doctrinal issues. Paul was saying, let's get beyond all this, you know, nitpicking of doctrinal issues. They should be set in stone, you know, and let's move on to perfection. So he wouldn't have said move on to perfection if that isn't what God wanted. And, you know, we talked a little bit about knowing a person the other day, how you can make judgments based on just knowing someone, like God, for instance. Well, Paul one time said, follow me as I follow Christ. You know that if I had have been there, he wouldn't have had to say the second half of that sentence. If he had have just said, follow me, I would have known he meant follow me as I follow Christ, because I know Paul. I've read about him and read about him, you know? And so that's the way God wants us to know him, is we can make judgments and we can make understandings based on God's nature, who he is and how he works and what he does. That's how much he wants us to know him. And I was driving down the road this last week and just thinking about the normal things you think about in life, you know, like what do I need to do next and whatnot. And all of a sudden, bloop, into my spirit drops this thought. And the thought was, if you're sinning, whatever it is you're doing is bad enough. But you know what's even worse? It's keeping God out of his garden. That's one of the worst things about sin, is keeping God out of his garden. And this day is coming. Do not die in your sin. Overcome it. Because the day of the Lord is coming. And I suppose we are going to get a power boost when that day hits. But it's only going to be the people that we've been talking about that have the life of Christ in them. Let's see if there was anything else I wanted to say. Okay, I guess that's about it. Anyway, my major concern was the caution. Don't think that you can't do anything because we're waiting on something. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, it is finished. I've done everything that needs to be done. That veil that separated you from God has been torn in two, as if to say, come on in. You can come on into God right now. You're not waiting for anything else. He's waiting for us. So let's hurry up the day of the Lord, like Peter said. Amen.
Amen. Mike, let me just add a little bit. The hindrance is not God anymore, okay? The veil has been rent. The hindrance is, there's a veil upon us, on our mind. And the verse that we keep reading, it seems each Sunday, it says these angels are saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their forehead." Yes, God is waiting for our sealing, okay? And the sealing is up to us to receive. That seal is the word of God that's being brought. And as we apply that seal to our mind, now you talked about throwing the switch on the power. Okay, the power is there. But if our wiring is insufficient to carry that load, we're going to blow circuits, we're going to burn wires, everything else is going to happen. The power can't get through. So we need that seal. We need the power. And then when God knows that he can trust us with that power, that we're not going to be going off doing our carnal thing and trying to make ourselves rich or powerful or whatever it is, then he can trust us with the power, and he will, it's in our mind that we will know what is the will of God. And we won't be trying to do our will, but we'll be trying to do his will and bring his kingdom, because that's all that we have in our mind is his kingdom. Amen.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was trying to say. You worded it a little better and differently than I did.
Amen. Well, let me just pause this recording for just a minute. And we'll stop it, actually, for now.